WMMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Intuitive Soul. Today is, I guess it's the third Wednesday of the month, which means we have Nancy Aruda here today from Universal Sky. We've been chatting all about all the different things that are going on, so we are going to continue that conversation. Just what's up in the Universal Sky has been just, it's, I'm sure you all know and understand what we're going to talk about, but it has been rather crazy. Now, I just happened to have a nice little thing happen, but, you know, I know a lot of people are going through stuff, and we are definitely here to assist you. So, one, welcome, Nancy.
Hi.
Two, if you have questions, and I know a lot of you do, please try and get into us early versus waiting until the last minute. You can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can send an instant feedback. It's right on the homepage. Just be really clear about what it is you're wanting. And because Nancy's here, add in your date of birth, because Nancy likes to look at the vibration of your date of birth, and that's how she connects in to assist you with guidance. So, whew, Nance, what's going on with the Universal Sky? Because it's like crazy.
Oh, it's crazy, crazy. Lots of stuff. And it doesn't mean that it's bad, because there is exciting things happening as well. Yes. It's just our perspective on things and how it's transpiring. But the biggie, okay, which is, you know, or I shouldn't say the biggie, the closest is this Friday.
Right.
We have a lunar eclipse in the sign of Aries, and it takes place at 25 degrees Aries, 45 minutes, at 7:37 p.m. Eastern time. Mm-hmm. So,
and I think it's we can view the eclipse.
Oh, we can?
We can, but we have to get out, like, it's really early. Like, it's already started before the moon comes up.
Okay.
So we, like, around 7 o'clock, apparently we can start viewing it. Yeah. But it's early, so we have to, we have to view it early.
Okay. Early.
I think it'll be done by like 9:30. So it's not a full, lunar eclipse, but it's enough that we should be able to see it.
Yeah. I didn't write if it was a full or not.
The solar one that's coming up is full, but we can't see it. So we could if we were right on the East Coast.
Okay. I don't pay attention to the astronomy of it.
Yeah.
Just the astrology of it.
There you go.
No, sometimes I like to go out and see it, but
I love watching a lunar eclipse. Like, I think that's just, I think that's fun. I prefer it when it's earlier so that you can actually see it and everybody else is out looking at it and stuff. I think that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this particular eclipse is all around an aspect of self-discovery. So you may think you know yourself, but you will find that the universe is conspiring so that you can learn more about yourself. Showing you all your gifts of ownership. Okay. Now, when I say gifts of ownership, there's this awareness of everything that we own. It could be on a physical level, so all your tangible items. Okay. It may be on an emotional level, or a mental level. Okay. As well as on a personality level. So you'll be aware of all your soft skills and your, you know, where you need to make improvements in your soft skills. And so there's this heightened sense of awareness of everything that you own. And in that point of awareness, there's this overwhelming feeling. of either having too much or not having enough. Okay, typically it's having too much because this is about a moon of getting rid of what no longer serves us on a personal level.
Right.
Okay. So that we can embrace new opportunities.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think, you know, they say eclipses are intense. And and it usually is an ending when it's a lunar eclipse. Is that right?
Correct.
Although, yeah. Although I think both eclipses are usually ending. So it's like completely changing something. Yeah.
The lunar is typically more intense because it's connected to a lesson.
Where and our emotions.
Solar, yeah. Where the solar is more illuminating and it's more like a gift.
It's funny. The people on some of the astrologies that I've read, they're talking about this being gentle. Maybe it's just because I'm Aquarius. There's something about it being gentle for me versus other signs, but that the solar is going to be more intense. I don't know. Who knows? I believe you. So I just, it's interesting how that, I guess it depends on where it is and what it is and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, but we're on this path of self-discovery right now. So if you have any illusions around who you are, or who you are not, then it may be more difficult. It'll feel like things are getting ripped away.
Right.
But if you're ready to let go of childish kind of behaviors, okay, that no longer serve you, then it can be very empowering, right, to move forward. Typically, with the sign of Aries, we're learning things in relationship because the opposite sign of Aries is Libra, which is all about partnerships and relationships.
Right.
So we learn this method of self-discovery through other people. Other people are continuously a mirror for us. And, you know, it's how much are you willing to look into that mirror right now?
Yeah.
And see what you need to let go of. What behaviors do you see in other people that you don't like? Because if you can see a behavior in somebody else that you don't like, that's one of the behaviors you need to let go of yourself. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you say to yourself, well, I don't behave that way, well, look again, because more than likely you do. Okay? There's just this, for some reason, this refusal to admit that you don't behave in that manner. But if a specific behavior irritates you, okay, gets up under your skin and gets you really, really frustrated, it's because you have that type of behavior yourself.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the way it always is, right? That's, I mean,
yeah.
That is how the
always,
mirror
always. And yeah. It's just right now is a heightened time to see what it is you need to let go of, what no longer serves your journey.
Can we say since like July?
Sure. And the pinnacle is on Friday.
Yeah. Well, I think also, I mean, we've talked in other times about this grand square that's been going on too, and that
one of the
big ones is coming up November 1st. But I mean, it's like we are, you know, it's like there's two sides to everything. One, they're saying that we are, you know, increasing our evolution, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that's supposed to be changing energetically and moving to different dimensions and all of this wonderful stuff. But because it's so intense right now, you know, we're getting the opposite. We're seeing everything that we need to let go of. We're seeing everything that we need to change.
Well, and we need to look at that, and that's totally true. So we think if we're becoming enlightened, we're going to have all of our hopes, wishes, and dreams delivered to us on a silver platter.
Yeah, that's not going to happen forever.
Well, what enlightenment means is you're lighter, okay, which means you're letting go of your shadow. The only way to let go of the shadow, the heaviness, the darkness, that stuff you don't want, is to acknowledge it and work through it. There's no going around it. There's no saying, oh yeah, it's done. Okay, now I'm just going to embrace the light, because that's denial.
Right.
Right? And denial just smacks you back in the face very loudly once it can no longer be denied anymore, right? So that's just even a heavier energy that comes. So the path to enlightenment is through walking through the darkness. Okay? Or moving through all the stuff you don't like. And the moment you acknowledge what you don't like on a vibrational level, not just with one aspect of your consciousness, not just like, oh, I don't like that. That's a thought aspect, right? Or I don't like it in a feeling aspect. It has to be in a totality. So physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, the moment you have fully embraced what it is that you no longer want, that is the moment you're in the point of power to pivot and experience something different, because you need to energetically shift your vibrational frequency from what you don't like to another experience. Okay, whereas what typically happens is it hits us on a conscious level, so within our thoughts, and we're like, oh, I don't like that, so I'm just going to avoid it and go deal with something I do like. Right. But through that process of avoidance, it doesn't get dealt with, right?
No, we just push it down further.
We push it down further, and it begins to fester below the surface, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, okay, until it's so big that we can't deny it anymore. So there's a difference in the actual vibration of, you know, being fully immersed into that darkness or that shadow or that thing that we don't like, right? And embracing it in that moment of not liking it, and then being in that point of power to shift it
or even not
let
it,
go.
Like some people say, like, it's not about trying to control and manipulate it. It's just about, you know, coming to full acceptance. Because when it's the things that we don't like that we try to push away.
Right.
And if we just, you know, because if we can just dive into it, if we can just, you know, really come to a place of acceptance, then whatever energy that's been holding us back or blocking us from moving forward, I mean, it just dissipates. So it no longer has a bite. It's not like we have to, at least this is what I'm starting to understand, it's not like we have to heal anything, because it's not something to heal. It's just a matter of coming into full acceptance and just saying, yeah, this is where I am right now, and not creating a story around it, not trying to bring, you know, oh, it's because I was abandoned at birth, and, you know, allow that story to continue being, you know, built. Like it's just fully accepting.
That point of full acceptance is the vibrational shift that I was talking about.
Yeah.
So, and that's just, it's a clearer way of pronouncing what I was saying, but exactly. That point of full acceptance is the vibrational shift.
Yeah.
Okay. So the moment you own it, it no longer owns you.
Right. But so many people are talking about how, you know, we need to fix it or we need to change it.
No, there's no fixing it.
Right.
There's no fixing it. There's no denying it. There's just doing it.
Right.
Doing what you need to do to move through what you need to move through. Okay. It can be difficult. It could be joy-filled.
Right.
Okay. How we experience it is totally up to us.
Right. Yeah. And even in like the positive things, the joyful things, even in that, when we try to hold on to that joy, I mean, that's still blocking an energy. Like it's still, you know, creating a imbalance in ourselves. So it's like the, even that you don't want, you can't hold on to it. You can't manipulate it. You just have to let it be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting process.
It is. Interesting times.
Very interesting times. All right, we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from UniversalSky.com. You can find out more about Nancy if you go to her website. She has a whole load of information that you can read upon and understand. And definitely if you've never had a full astrology reading, Nancy is definitely someone that you want to connect with. She does offer a discount for Sky listeners, so just let Nancy know that that you're a Sky listener, and she will discount it. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio, The Sky, and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes and are not responsible for choices and decisions made as a result of such advice or other information offered.
You're the farmer's daughter. You've been teasing us farm boys till we start talking about those rabbits, George. Oh, won't you tell us about those rabbits, George? I'm the defector. I give it what it needs. Let's make a new world order. Let's make it right. You're the chocolate at the end of mine, Cornetto. I love the way you rub the white brow. Always sets off that X-ray machine. Come on in the land now. I love the color of it all. Blue lights on the runway. I love the color of it all.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, myself, Lori Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com. We are ready and willing to offer guidance and assistance. We have tarot and we have astrology, so we are like the power duo. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in and send feedback. I know some of you are, you know, at work and unable to give us a call. So just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting information on, and add in your date of birth, because Nancy likes to look at your vibration of your date of birth. And please let us get us now instead of waiting till the last minute so that we can assist all of you. All right. So I think we've dealt with the lunar eclipse.
Yay.
Yay. So that's coming up Friday, folks. So if you want to see it, you want to see it early when the moon comes up. I don't know if the Pacific Coast actually will get to see it at all. I think it's just the eastern time that gets to see it. So
yeah.
Yeah. So next. I'm almost afraid to
put
the next
because
one up.
It's that cursed vibration that everybody curses every year, three times a year, four times a year sometimes. Mercury retrograde. Mm. I don't think I want to repeat that. that transpires on October 21st, officially at 6:28 a.m. Eastern
That's
Time.
Monday.
That is on Monday. And
And you know that you're not supposed to sell, like, oh no, maybe it's just you're not supposed to buy. Maybe
yeah, selling it.
I know.
Don't say anything. You have to be aware. So really look over contracts. You know, if you're buying or selling anything, just be very aware of the fine print. Read it two or three times over and over and over again. Yeah. So that you're fully aware of everything that is transpiring, because there's a tendency to overlook things during a Mercury retrograde. It's not like it wasn't there and then poof, all of a sudden it was. There's just this tendency to miss things. We're not as clear. Yeah. This particular Mercury retrograde, as it's very close to the eclipse that we were talking about in terms of awareness and ownership and all that stuff, is transpiring in the sign of Scorpio. And there's a vibration of tapping into higher knowledge or channeling or viewing things that are repeating or synchronicities that are at play. So we have to be very aware of our own personal vibration, because it's going to be very, very easy to absorb the vibrations of other individuals, okay, mm-hmm. whether they're in human form or spirit form.
Right.
So there's a lot of influential activity on the go. So, and the way to deal with this is to be consciously aware of your own ownership of what you're feeling. Is it your feelings? Is it somebody else's feelings? Are you responding to something because you need to clear something within yourself, or, that's probably why you're responding to something. I couldn't even think of an or to that. Okay. So yeah, there's this energy of channeling. And every time I try to tap into the October 21st Mercury retrograde, I start getting really flighty.
Huh.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, yeah, I know you've said that, so I'm curious as to what it is, because, yeah, I mean,
well,
Mercury's a trickster, and so it likes
to play games when it's retrograde.
Likes to play games.
Yeah. When I tap into the Mercury retrograde, I'm automatically, all my energy is pulled into my third eye.
Hmm.
And so when I look at this chart, to the point where I have to flip it over because I'm totally in my third eye.
Uh-huh.
Which, and it's like there's this disconnect that happens with the body when you pull your vibration up that high.
Right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, the post or the pre-shadow's already, we've been in it for a while now, so.
Since October the 1st.
Right.
I believe. The post-shadow, our Mercury, oh, let me pull up those dates. Doesn't mean I have to look at the chart. All right, here we go. So it is in retrograde until November 10th. So it stations direct on November the 10th.
Right.
And it's post-shadow until November 27th. So there'll still be some reverb or some repeating, right? And the biggest thing I want to say is pay attention to synchronicities. If you're noticing things in threes, right, then that is a definite sign for you to investigate what that synchronicity is telling you.
Hmm.
Okay? It is about investigation. It's about probing deep into the matter at hand.
Right.
Okay? So because that's a Scorpio vibration.
Oh, it's Scorpio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because this is like the, they were all in water signs this year, right?
All in water signs. This is the deepest.
Right. Okay. Oh, that's why you're getting kind of spacey.
Oh, that's, yeah. And when I tap into this vibration, I do get spacey because it's pure psychic energy.
Right. Hmm.
You know, hence the activation of the third eye, which is your, right. your psychic eye, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Because it's Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpio's such a unique energy, I find.
It is. It's very intense.
Yeah. It's so weird because my dad was apparently a Scorpio, and I don't think of him like that, but I've known a lot of Scorpios, or I've known a few.
Well, one thing I've noticed about Scorpios, they're all, yes, they can, you know, all be said to have similar qualities, but they also are a unique blend of their other signs.
Right.
So other signs do play a lot of influence in their chart. So it really depends on, I want to say also the moon sign and the rising sign, right? Or if there's any other strong planetary influences, like if you have Jupiter and Sagittarius in the ninth house, that's truly going to play through on a Scorpio, right? Because of their impressionability, their ability to psychically absorb other energies, right? So even though they'll always have that intense Scorpio vibe, they can also play through with lots of other signs in their chart.
Right.
It all depends on what other strengths are in their chart as well.
Right. But when we're talking about Mercury, Mercury being, you know, a very mental sign in a water sign.
Yep. Our thoughts are being drowned right now.
Right.
And we're expressing things from more of an emotional perspective.
Okay, that makes sense.
We're going to be feeling our thoughts as opposed to just thinking our thoughts, right? They will be vibrational imprints. Our thoughts will be these emotional vibrational imprints that emanate out into the universe, as they always are, but amplified with Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. Well, it should be interesting, I'm sure.
It always is.
So, yeah. So we've got the lunar eclipse that, you know, usually impacts us for like 6 months or at least the month before or the month after.
Yeah. Basically, with eclipses, it's, you really feel it intensely 2 weeks before to 2 weeks after. Okay. There's always at least two eclipses. So it's 2 weeks before the first one to 2 weeks after the second one. So that's a 6 week window. Right, of these like highs and lows, but very drastic highs and lows. We integrate and move through the lesson over a 6 month period.
Right.
Typically it doubles. So for example, if we have the, you know, one eclipse in one sign, a lunar in one sign and the solar in its polarity sign, then it'll be the opposite for the second set of eclipses.
Right. But that's not happening this time.
This time we have Aries and Scorpio,
right.
So we have a totally different mix.
Right, but let's not go too ahead of ourselves.
Right, because after Mercury retrograde in the sign of Scorpio, we have on November the 1st. Something that we'll talk about after break.
But let's do that. Okay, so you are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from UniversalSky.com. Check out her website. She's got lots of information that you can connect in with. And myself, I'm Laurie Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com. And Nancy offers discounts for anybody that is wanting an astrology report done. And so just mention that you're a Sky listener to get that and to take advantage of that. If you have questions, we are definitely here for you. So give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in and send feedback, but just be really clear about what you're wanting. And do make sure that you add in your date of birth, because that's really important for Nancy to connect in with the vibration of your date of birth. All right. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com and Psychic Radio, PsychicOnAir.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on the Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family, an open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Imagine. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruda from UniversalSky.com, Lori Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com. We're talking about what's up in the Universal Sky. We are definitely here for you if you have some questions. I know people have questions. I'm not sure what's going on today, but I think we might just be overwhelmed with all the stuff that is going on in the Universal Sky. But if you, you know, want some guidance and some assistance and just know what's going on for you, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you want and add in your date of birth. All right, so let's talk about what happens November 1st.
Do we want to?
Oh, yes. My God, no, but I think we probably should warn people since it's been part of this grand square that we've been kind of...
And it's not, again, it's not a bad thing. It's about change and transformation on a evolutionary level.
Well, I mean, the last few hits that we've had, you know, it has meant big changes have been coming. Like big changes have been going on in the world. It's not so much necessarily on a personal level. I mean, these are two really big outer planets, right?
Yeah.
So it's more on a social level, like
a global, social, totally.
Yeah.
totally. Structurally, like, everything is changing and transforming in society.
And on a personal level, but definitely.
Well, and that vibrates down to the personal level.
Right.
Right? Because as society makes changes, obviously we have to integrate those changes.
Right.
And, you know, Pluto in Capricorn is society transforming. If we look at Saturn in Scorpio, because that's what we're experiencing now too, that is society transforming. So we have two planets that are saying society needs to transform. And, you know, Pluto is ruled by Scorpio, Saturn is ruled by Capricorn. So they're just in opposite costumes. Okay. So the transformers are operating in these like costumes that aren't theirs, but they're other Transformers costumes. Oh my, I'm having a Mercury retrograde moment. That's what I'll blame that on. Okay. So back to the Uranus square Pluto. With this, we have Uranus, which is bringing in this new cycle of experience, okay, in this particular aspect.
And it's always the surprise planet.
It's the surprise.
Yeah.
So, and it's asking you to do something that you've never done before. So this whole new experience, we're entering into this whole new experience and this whole new way of being. Okay. This is on a personal level. It has to do with how we're changing individually. Okay. Not so much globally, although it's affecting everybody. This is how the individual is being asked to make a change. Okay. In this unexpected, start doing something you've never ever done before. That you may feel you lack experience in, even though you may have some of the skills that you need, okay? You've never been put in a situation like this where you don't have some form of past knowledge to tap into to feel that sense of security, because this is something that's totally new, right? Mm-hmm. And then Pluto's saying, and while you're doing that, okay, and transforming at a huge evolutionary level, trust. Because you're overcoming every fear you may have experienced in life that has stopped you from embracing this new experience.
Right.
Okay. If we look at the aspect without, you know, just generally, okay, this aspect is about learning to control the power in your life versus the lives of others, okay, where all your intense emotional attachments are challenged at a deep level. There's a fear of loss in what you have established, okay. You're seeking information will help you. So by having conversations with other people, whether it's me and Lori or, you know, whether it's other professionals like a lawyer or a doctor or whoever it is you need to speak to, okay, will help you feel more stable and insecure of your feeling more secure of your experience. I meant insecurity, but not insecurity.
Right.
Two separate words, in and security.
Well, when you said stable and insecurity, I'm thinking, really? Those two don't usually fit together. I think she means, yeah.
No, I meant as in you're in something.
Right.
You're in the vibration of security.
Look, just don't mind us. We're in, it's, you know, it's the retrograde that's hitting us quickly or early.
That's what happens when I look at the chart. Okay. So, yes, we're being put in this place of needing to trust through this new experience without having any past experience on.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Totally got sidetracked there for a while.
Yes, well, we're about to take a caller, but I want we want to have a little bit less general.
Yes.
So when we have something that's a question that's less general, we will bring her on.
Okay.
So, I mean, the thing with this Uranus and Pluto, I mean, this is what, the fourth hit this in the last 2 years, and then we've got two more years after this? It's like the last is in...
So this is the fourth hit. Each one has a little bit of a different vibration. Okay.
Right.
This is new cycle of experience and trust. Right. Okay. Is this specific one. The next one is April 21st, 2014.
Right. So we got a little ways we can, can breathe.
We're still in the vibe. Just like we're in the Jupiter square Uranus and Jupiter square Pluto vibe, even though Jupiter's kind of moved out, right. It will be coming back in its retrograde and re-interacting with these two vibrations.
Right.
So, you know, it's coming back into play. It's just kind of dormant right now.
Right. Well, why don't we bring Veronica on before we go to break?
And
Okay. Again, we're not going to talk about transits. We want to know something specific, Veronica, that you're wanting to actually know about. So something that's going on in your life. Hi. Okay, so tell us something more specific about what's going on in your life. We're not going to tell you something general or transits or something. Just to be more specific, what is it that you're wanting information on?
I just basically wanted to know, you know, my ascendant is Scorpio, and I have Saturn as a transit, and I just wanted to know how that's going to play in my chart with Mercury
I think what we need to know is something more specific. So in what area of your life are you worried about how this is going to play out? Or what are you thinking?
Well, I'm pregnant. I'm due by the end of this year. And, you know, I want to make changes and stuff like that. So I just want to know how, you know, all the planetary things that are going, how is that going to affect the moves that I want to make and the changes that I want to make.
Okay, so you're pregnant. You're gonna want to, you want to move as well.
Yes.
Okay, that's a
lot.
That's
why I wanted to know about the transits and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. So let me just sort of pull things because Nancy will be looking up your chart. So you got lots of love in your chart right now, which is nice because it's all about what's happening and bringing in the new life. And do you have to move? Is this to make space for the baby? Oh, I think we just lost Veronica. okay, so what I'm getting is that if Veronica, if you're still listening, you can hear what we're going to give you. But what I'm getting is there's lots of love all around you, and I'm sure that's having to do with the baby coming and stuff. I'm not seeing a lot about change, but I do see that you need to have courage to sort of follow through with things. So I'm guessing that may be part of it. It's a lot of different changes to take all at once. But, you know, just allow, you know, the father to play a big role in this because there's like this strength around passion and, you know, someone who's very hardworking that's there supporting you. You know, you have all the keys to sort of allow things to move forward and to move in the direction you're wanting. And I'm really feeling that this is a positive thing for you. So I'm not really seeing any complications, although it does say to have courage. So there's something, you know, just maybe it's just being, having courage for all the things that are going to be happening over the next little while to sort of hold on to that. So, I'm getting a really positive feeling about that. But Nancy, when we come back from break, we'll give you more information about what she sees with regards to your astrology. All right. So let's go to our break. We will be back. If you have a question, we could probably take one more caller. You can call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, and we are on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
On the web now. Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com.
So swift, the rain's pouring in. We're gonna see a movie called Gone Get Thin. Pack up your money, put up your temple quin. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me.
cross that bridge after it's gone. After we have passed it, yeah. Ooh, we wrap me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Oh, how we gonna fly down into the easy chair? Oh, down into the easy chair.
Diamonds and rings and the gun that sings. A flute that toots and a bee that stings. A sky that cried and a bird that flies. A fish that walks and a dog that talks. Ooh-wee, wrap me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Whoa, how we gonna fly down into the easy chair? Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come down. Oh, how we gonna fly down into the easy chair? Oh, down into the easy, easy, easy
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky. We've been talking about all the things that are up in the Universal Sky. I'm not sure we even finished it because we do have something left that we may be able to discuss before. But Nancy should give her interpretation of what's going on for, I forget her name.
Veronica.
For Veronica, that's it, because she dropped the call. So...
All right. So for Veronica, I know she had asked questions about Saturn transiting her first house. And generally speaking, Saturn in the first house would be limitation and restriction within the physical body, which happens naturally when you're pregnant. Okay. So you're limited as to what you can do physically, or you feel restricted, right? Like a restricted lung capacity because there's so much baby you can't breathe kind of thing. So that's what Saturn in the first house could represent. Okay, that there's some form of limitation or restriction within the physical body or within the physical identity. And that's just, you know, textbook answer kind of thing. The changes that you're experiencing doesn't have to do with Saturn in Scorpio, although those are the physical changes. All the other changes that you want to integrate has to do with Pluto square Pluto. So you're entering into your Pluto square Pluto, which is an evolutionary cycle.
And how long does that usually last?
It's a 3-year vibration.
That's what I thought.
So she would have felt this energy kicking into play around May of 2013. Okay. She has the direct hit the end of January. So January 22nd-ish, all the way until March 25th. Okay. So that will be the actual square. Then it goes retrograde. And it comes back again for her in June of 2014. Where you're feeling June and July of 2014, where you're feeling that vibration again, then it moves direct and it comes back again.
Oh God.
November, December of 2014. So the year before the energy is the preliminary. So moving into that vibration, the year after is the moving through that vibration. And because Pluto's such a slow planet, she actually has hits again in 2015. So typically it's a 3-year vibration. So you're looking at May it's starting around May of 2013, going all the way towards the end of 2015 into the beginning of 2016, where you're going through this transformational cycle. It is a slow cycle of change and transformation. It's not this, you know, oops, everything just changes in one day. So the everything changes in one day is having a baby, okay? And then you learn and integrate what it's like as you have that baby, and that takes time until you get used to it. And that's the cycle of transformation that, you know, is bigger than just Saturn transiting the first house.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, if you look at a chart instantly and say, okay, Saturn's going into there, I need to make some changes, you know, that's just looking at it at a very superficial level. If you look at your Pluto square Pluto, and I need to say, like, for a lot of people born around that time period, Veronica also has Uranus at 11 degrees, which means it's interacting with her Pluto square Pluto. So as society's experiencing Uranus square Pluto, okay, so is a huge generation of people experiencing it on a personal level. So their natal Uranus is square transiting Pluto, right? And natal Uranus is interacting with transiting Uranus as well. So there's a square happening there. So, and I'm finding this very interesting for people born in the 60s and 70s that, you know, as society's experiencing Pluto square Uranus, so is everybody on a natal level who was born in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, great.
So there's a little more intensity for those in the late 60s and into the 70s.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about our last big thing that's happening before you're back on the air with us on November 6th, which is...
No, it's the solar eclipse in the sign of Scorpio.
Yeah.
Another deep transformative energy coming into play. And it's interesting because solar eclipses, even though all eclipses are about release, solar is a little lighter than a lunar, typically. Because this one's in Scorpio, it's like we're being asked to let go of things a little bit with the solar eclipse so that we can embrace new gifts. But then Scorpio's like, this is the stuff I need to purge and get rid of.
And so we're still going to be in Mercury retrograde while we're doing this. So both Mercury and our Sun are going to be in Scorpio.
Right. And they're very close to one another. So Mercury, at the time of the solar eclipse, Mercury's at 7 degrees of Scorpio. And the eclipse is at 11 degrees of Scorpio. Saturn is at 13 degrees of Scorpio. So there's like this little ball of Scorpio energy taking place all in the universe, because we also have the North Node at 7 degrees of Scorpio.
Oh.
So there's quite a bit of activity taking place between 7 and 13 degrees.
Hmm.
Right? So we'll see how they all get along as we move closer to the date. Right now, it's not really, I'm not seeing any, the only difficulty I see with this eclipse is that it's square Juno.
Okay.
And Juno is an asteroid that focuses on relationships.
Okay. Wow, and it's our water, it's a water sign, and it's a deep emotional.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, work through things, communicate effectively to the best of your ability. This particular solar eclipse is around displays of power. So how we are using our power for ourselves or towards others, you know, verbally or emotionally or ego-based, right? So there's this... Because we're dealing with all these planets, or even how society uses power against you, if we throw in the Saturn vibe in there.
Right.
Right? And basically, it's initiating the proper use of your own power. So there's karmic consequences if you misuse your power, which may be shown at this point in time. Okay. Just be aware of how you use your own personal power right? If you're operating from a place of integrity and authenticity, then you're fine. But if you're operating from an ego-driven place, then it's going to create this, not just ego drive, but all this emotion and potential verbal issues into the mix as well.
Right. Because Mercury, right. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's as the saying goes, foretold is forewarned. Is that what it is?
Yeah. And you know what? In the same note, nothing can happen at the same time.
Right.
So who knows how it's going to play out?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and you know, it's just now you know, so just be extra careful during those days. I mean, it's like, you know, just be aware of your emotional state, especially with everything in Scorpio. Just, you know, I think that's the thing that, you know, we need to look at the most is because it's such a deep emotional sign, like just be aware of your emotions and don't overreact and don't overdo things.
And remember to ground yourself.
Mm.
So do whatever you need to do in order to stay grounded. And I think maybe that's my biggest message because where I felt like I was getting sucked up into my third eye, that's the opposite of being grounded, right? Mm.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably one of the biggest messages is remember to remain grounded.
Right. All right. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Again, she will be back with us on the first Wednesday of the month. And so that's November 6th. Find out more about her as you go to our website, universalsky.com. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.